Back 5, the Crofting Reform, etc. Act 2007 introduces a new section 19A to the Croft of Scotland Act 1993 concerning what is to be known as schemes for development. This part of the 2007 Act was principally enacted to cover wind farm developments. However, the word wind farm does not even appear in the 2007 Act, and the schemes for development can really be used for any scheme for development on Croft land. When the Croft Acts were first introduced, no one envisaged the construction of wind farms on Croft land. And when the first developments on Croft land were being mooted by wind farm developers, it became clear that the existing legislation could cause potential problems. The issues that were involved were the fact that the crofters could seek payment of a lump sum rather than payments having to be made periodically over the period of a lease. Even if the crofters agreed to accept periodic payments, there were questions as to whether those payments could transmit to singular successors in the future of the crofting tenants involved. There was also an issue concerning what would happen if the lease was renewed at the end of it and whether the crofters would benefit from any such renewal. And there was also the issue of the land potentially not reverting to crofting use once the lease came to an end and the wind turbines had been removed. So the schemes for development contained in the 2007 Act were really addressing those points. And those should now be problems of the past, because any wind farm development can proceed under the new provisions with a scheme for development. The legislation also introduces as a reasonable purpose, both for resumption cases and for schemes for development, the generation of energy, so that's covered as a reasonable purpose.